The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, we don't want you to call and go, I crochet and I also...
Wait, no, I'm interested in learning about new hobbies.
Okay, but I think...
crocheting is fine, no?
Yeah, if you're like 22 and like, you know, tatted from head to toe. There's something about... I was thinking more like weird ones.
Okay.
Like I collect something weird. Mm-hmm. I remember we talked to somebody who collected their dryer lint.
Oh, okay.
And they just put it in like jars and like they started to get real creative with it. So you do your red load because you want to just, because it starts to look like terraforma.
Oh.
Like it starts to like, so you're creating layers.
Creating jars of dust,
yeah,
baby.
But it's not dust. It's like your fabric. It's your clothes.
Yeah.
And there's some dust in it.
Dust.
Can you use it to like start a fire or something like later
you
on?
You absolutely
great starter.
Can.
Okay.
That I approve of as art.
You know what? I won't judge your hobby.
Yeah.
I won't judge your hobby.
Well, do you have a weird hobby? Do you have any hobbies?
No.
You play pickleball now.
Okay. We've played twice. So I'm interested in hobbies. I feel like my dog has become my hobby.
It's not a terrible hobby.
Yeah. I walk him. I look at him. I cuddle him. I give him carrots.
Well, I look at stuff too.
I look at lint.
Maybe I shouldn't say how I know this person, but I know someone who has bought like a cute goose.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes.
A porch goose.
I want one so badly.
What? I'd never heard of this, but now I've seen the porch goose and their hobby has become this porch goose. So it's like, oh, it might rain today. So they have a rain outfit.
Best
oh
get the raincoat. Gosh. Wait, are they making the outfits?
I don't know, but I can't believe you know what a porch goose.
No,
is this a popular thing?
It's a little bit on TikTok. Do you see it?
No.
Okay, cool. So I'm old and I need a porch goose.
This could be your hobby. Then it's like, oh my God, it's sunny. So you put a little bikini on him or something?
Maybe an umbrella? Yes.
Don't want to objectify the porch goose? What if there's a
it
water
vibe
breaks
out? Silly goose. I love it.
You're already going to adopt this hobby.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
going to
look him up right now.
The
actually.
Rain clothes she put on this porch goose, like, I couldn't stop staring at it. I'm like, I'm a little jealous.
You can buy outfits for them on like Shein and.
Is it Shein or Shein? Oh, it's Shein.
Shein. Yeah. And like, there's lots of websites for where you can buy these outfits.
I would assume Etsy is just hemorrhaging porch goose.
That might be why my last order didn't fit me very well. I accidentally ordered the goose outfit.
Fit you very well, buddy. These are pretty small.
All right. So, porch goose, dryer lint. Do you have a weird hobby? We'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, but have you guys seen the little like mystery balls of mini brand stuff?
Yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
So it all started because they made a Harry Potter one. And so I started to, it was all of like the Bernie Bot's every flavor beans, the chocolate frogs, the candy feathers.
But
so
Aaron,
I got them
show
all.
Show Slacker with your hands how small these things are.
Yeah.
I know because she talked about it one day and I saw them in Target and I was like, we need an intervention on this girl.
I'm deep in it. I know where the poke holes on the outside, what
to tell what
inside.
They are. Because
yes.
That is a thing.
Yes.
Because I've
what?
Gone through this before with something my son was in. And like, because when they put them, they'll put a new pack out. And it's like, the only one we're missing is this. And it's like, the one you want is if it's got four poke holes and it's three back on this pack and it's six back
if
on this pack.
If it's by the A, it's this one. If it's, yeah. But now.
Legit. That's not a hobby. That's an obsession.
Here's the
that's
thing.
Different.
Here's the thing. Now they have mini vinyls with a real record player. And if you know me, you know I'm crazy about vinyls.
So it'll actually play something?
Yes.
Shut up.
They have singles on the minis. Oh,
feels
it's so
reasonable.
Cute.
No, it's when people are getting the little tiny mini makeup.
It's so cute. I don't know what it is about it.
The kids were into Shopkins. That's what it was called. Mm. Shopkins. They were little and it's like.
Does it play the songs well?
No. It's like growing up. Do you remember the little keychain thing?
Yes, I do remember the keychains. What were those called?
Do you remember, Hack?
The little keychains that you could like
clip it or something.
Yeah.
Clip bits.
Aaron, you have to stop. This is not a good hobby.
Music. Clip hits.
Yeah.
Hit clips.
I remember those.
Hit clips. We got there, guys.
Okay. So Slacker looks like he's about to just leave us.
He's
looking for goose outfits.
Yeah.
There's certain things, I don't know why, I find the porch goose such a better hobby because then people walk by and go, cool. Like, if you're over having like Savvy B at Aaron's house and she's like, come in here and then sit down.
I'm definitely thinking
she's gonna kill me.
Yeah, and you're gonna be like, dude, this is dumb. I have my Harry Potter
Lego set next to my mini Harry Potter figurines and I have my mini vinyls next to my vinyls.
Do not tell Dane about these little mini things. I feel like he'll get into them.
You want your hobby, even if it's weird, you're like, oh, check out my jar of lint. People are like, okay. Like, check out.
Oh, no. I'm with Aaron before that.
You'd rather hear a bad song on a really tiny record player. It's like... Okay. Hack, you got a weird hobby?
I've had lots of weird hobbies in my life. For a long time, I wanted to be a ventriloquist. And I took that very... took out books from the library.
It is a boy thing. I think we all went through it.
And magic too. They're related. Yeah. I think they're like
they are.
They're similar.
I know every kid I knew did magic. But you and me are pretty exclusive on that ventriloquism.
Ventriloquist. Yeah. I was in love with it for a long, long time. Practice. Read the books.
How long?
Years.
Did you have a popsicle stick?
So they ran out of books at the library. Yes, I read them all.
Me too.
Okay.
Wow. Always
tried to have a popsicle stick in your mouth.
And trying
to you could just like talk and try to say your B's and M's and like P's.
Yeah, those are the hard ones to say.
Yeah,
but you can talk because you kind of just talk like this.
It's amazing either of you have ever had relations.
I haven't.
You both have two children.
There's the goose.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is your weird hobby? We'd like to hear about it. Erica might actually take them on. 303-222-5423.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your weird, strange hobbies. Things you do. For fun. I'm sorry. I'm just like.
Do you
like,
have any?
I don't think I do.
Were you ever a metal detector guy?
That's weird that you say that because we have one on the phone.
Stop.
Ashley.
Yay.
Yay. You're one of the metal detector people?
I am.
To this day?
To this day.
To this day.
I didn't know that people still did this.
Why though?
Well, it started as a beach hobby. So we bring it to the beach, and then we started doing it other places. But I haven't really found anything to pull yet. Just some coins, nails. Where do you do it here, though?
Because I feel like you can't just take it to Wash Park.
You go to
like
a res, though? You go to a reservoir?
Yeah, the park, anywhere.
Oh, huh.
Because in my algorithm, I think the universe wants me to be a metal detector guy. I get the metal detector guys.
You really?
I get the metal detector guys, and then there's the other versions. Well, this is okay.
Okay.
One, the metal detector thing is like, there's this one dude who will just show up like, oh my God, I lost my wedding ring in the sand. And he shows up and he finds it and he just gives it back to you. And people are like, come on, man. Like, you could charge me $1,000 for that.
Yeah.
Like, no, dude, I do it for the love of the game. The other thing, the new thing is magnet people.
Yes.
Have you seen the magnet people?
No.
The giant ones that they throw into a river?
Yes.
And then what? Jump in after them?
No, you just... It's on a string.
Pretty much.
And then you're... And they pull up like...
Bikes?
Or this one dude pulls up safes.
Yeah.
Like pulls up a whole safe and then they're on the shore and they're like... And they beat the safe till they get it open. And inside there's like old guns or like, cause people just go, I don't want this anymore. Or they stole it and they couldn't get it open. And then they throw it in like a river.
Heck?
And then there's dudes who like, and they can't pull it up. And then they send a diver down. It's like, oh, there's a car. And they're like, oh, remember in, 1977 when those teenagers were missing, we found their car.
Oh my god!
So it's like you just throw magnets into. All right, sorry.
Okay. There's another person on the phone. Never mind.
Jade.
Yay!
What's your weird hobby?
I go arrowhead hunting in the mountains in the middle of nowhere.
I've heard they're all gone. Like, where do you go? Because they've all been picked over. Like, are there still places to dig from?
Go the middle of nowhere. Middle of Colorado, absolutely nowhere. You can't go on trails because then you can't find them.
Yeah, because trails are picked over.
Hmm.
Can you recognize it right away? They're so obviously an arrowhead.
Usually, yes. They're always just like laying right on top, just like perfect and beautiful and like not buried.
Whoa. Huh. There's something really cool about that. Do you ever do that antler thing?
You know, we've looked for antlers, but we have had no luck. But we try. We look for those too when we're out.
Because the big deer or whatever, they shed their antlers every year. Mm-hmm. And so they're just out. Like you sometimes you go to somebody's house and they have the huge rack. And you're like, oh my God, you killed a deer. It's like, no, I just found him.
You just find them laying on the ground.
Yeah. That's kind of a cool hobby.
It's really cool.
Andrea?
Hi.
What's your hobby?
I make sourdough, which is not that self very weird, but I am allergic to flour. And so I can't eat it. I have to wear gloves when I make it. And when I'm pouring the flour, I have to wear a mask or I'll sneeze all day.
So why do you do it?
It's like so badass. You're like tempting death is your hobby.
Like, it's weird. I do it because my family can eat the bread, and we had a loaf of bread in the pantry for months, and it never grew mold, so I decided I have to start making our own bread, and here we are.
Because you'd rather your bread get moldy?
It's fresher?
Less preservatives and stuff, I think you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
How interesting.
Why don't you, like, play with cobras or chainsaw juggling or something?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.